This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Gonna pay Marco Rubio a couple compliments here. I thought he did really well today. Talk about this Greenland thing, the FDA banning red dye number 3 just in time for RFK to come swooping in. All that and so much more coming up this final hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin with this, and it's long. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, you know exactly who Rubio is. Rubio is not one of these guys I despise. He's also not one I like a lot. Sometimes, it just totally depends on the issue. Sometimes he's really, really good. Sometimes I think he's out of his mind. And he's had an interesting career. It depends on how long you follow politics. Rubio, when he first got there, he looked super young, especially for a senator. He got there and he was thought of as kind of the conservative upstart, the young hot shot. If you're new to politics, this kind of won't, it doesn't make sense, but I'm telling you, if you followed it long enough, when Rubio first got there, he was the right's baby. He was our darling, big time. And it looked like there was a lot of promise there. I'm not saying he's been some horrible failure, but he really, really, really blew it unbelievably badly because he didn't realize what illegal immigration is for the right-wing base. Rubio, some time ago, decided to throw in his lot with the pro-amnesty Republicans of the Senate and the pro-amnesty Democrats, which is all of them in the Senate, and they were going to come up with a big bipartisan immigration bill. I will always believe that Rubio got talked into this by senators much more senior than he is. Well, illegal immigration for many people on the right, because we're used to being screwed by our own party on it, illegal immigration is oftentimes the bellwether issue for people. If you take a hardline stance on illegal immigration, even if the rest of your voting record is a disaster, you will be thought of as right-wing or sufficiently right-wing, and you could have the most right-wing voting record in the world. The second you go weak on illegal immigration, you are tossed out as a rhino, worthless, but that's how we are. And I'm the same way. In a lot of ways, I'm very, very, very much the same way. Tells me everything I need to know. Well, that really, it hurt his career. And then he ran for president in that primary against Trump, and they were making fun of each other's manhood size. It was not the most presidential campaign ever, but Rubio's come all the way around, did whatever he needed to do to get back in Trump's good graces, and now he gets a stamp on the resume that is a rare one, Secretary of State. Rubio, he had a lot to say today. I'm not going to play it all, but I am going to let this play in its entirety. I may stop it, but I'm still going to play the whole thing. It's a couple minutes long, and I've had major problems with Rubio's foreign policy, but he was really good here.
Out of the triumphalism of the end of the long Cold War emerged the bipartisan consensus. And this consensus was that we had reached the end of history, that all of the nations of the world would now become members of the democratic Western-led community, that a foreign policy that served the national interest could now be replaced by one that served the liberal world order, and that all mankind was now destined to abandon national sovereignty and national identity and would instead become one human family and citizens of the world. This wasn't just a fantasy. We now know it was a dangerous delusion. Here in America and in many of the advanced economies across the world, an almost religious commitment to free and unfettered trade at the expense of our national economy shrunk the middle class, left the working class in crisis, collapsed our industrial capacity, and has pushed critical supply chains into the hands of adversaries and of rivals. An irrational zeal for maximum freedom of movement of people has resulted in a historic mass migration crisis here in America, but also around the world. It's one that threatens the stability of societies and of governments. Across the West, governments now censor and even prosecute domestic political opponents. Meanwhile, radical jihadists openly march in the streets and sadly drive vehicles into our people. While America far too often continued to prioritize the global order above our core national interests, other nations continue to act the way countries have always acted and always will in what they perceive to be their best interest. And instead of folding into the post-Cold War global order, they have manipulated it to serve their interests at the expense of ours. The post-war global order is not just obsolete. It is now a weapon being used against us. And all this has led to a moment in which we must now confront the single greatest risk of geopolitical instability and of generational global crisis in the lifetime of anyone alive and in this room today.
That's really good. And that's really on point. That post-Cold War, the Western civilizations convinced themselves that being a citizen of your country didn't really matter. After all, we're all going to kind of get along and agree that we're never going to do another one of these world war things, right? So we'll all just be together. We'll all be one big global citizen. But that's not how it works at all. And as he rightly pointed out there, it has become a weapon that is being used against us. And if you read between the lines with that 2 minutes, which I'm not going to play it all again, obviously, he's really, really, really calling out China. China is the one, more than any other country, who has taken advantage of the new world order, the global order, whatever term you want to put on it. I still am in disbelief that Republicans and Democrats, because this has happened under both of them, with the encouragement of both of them, presided over America's manufacturing base being exported to our mortal enemy. We took our manufacturing base, all that national security that comes with it, all those jobs that come with it, all of it, and we sent the entire thing to China. I mentioned when we were talking about Hegseth, and I mentioned the hollowing out of the military before, and I mentioned the war games. War games, you know, how our military will engage in war games with hypothetical matchups with other countries. What are we going to do? What are they going to do? What are they going to do when we do this? It's a war game back and forth. You try to figure out how you would fare. And I mentioned, got a bunch of emails of this, people terrified, and rightfully so, that every single one we've conducted with China, we have lost. We do not win. But how's that possible? China isn't, I mean, they're not equal to us militarily. And it's not as if Chinese equipment is superior to American equipment. After all, it's mostly made in China, so it's crap. Why then? How is it possible that in these war games we keep losing to China? We run out of missiles in a week. Again, a talk we had after the LA fires when the fire hydrants were empty. We're used to living in a country where the fire hydrants always have water, surely in Los Angeles, and we are used to living in a country here in the United States of America. We're used to living in a country off our World War II reputation, where not only do we have endless supplies, our enemies in World War II thought our supplies were without end. They marveled at how much food, ammo, medical supplies, tanks, bombs, planes, bullets. We would just, it was like we could just churn it out without end. We're used to that. And we think in many ways we are still that. We are not. America's politicians, Democrats and Republicans, set out on a mission to get cheap labor into this country. We became a corporatist country, not a free market country, a corporatist country where the corporations join forces with the government for a better bottom line for them, for more campaign contributions for them, and for the ignoring of the American citizen. And for decades, they embarked on this journey. And now we find ourselves in the year 2025, not able to win a hot war with Russia because we don't make enough missiles here. We are running out of stuff. And if, God forbid, something major ever did happen, we are going to run out of stuff quickly. That has to change. There is a monumental task in front of the Trump administration to begin reversing all this. Anyway, let's move on. We'll talk about Greenland, the FDA, things like that. Let's talk about what we leave behind first. Memories we leave behind. I'm the first one to admit to you that I get annoyed sometimes that Aub wants to take pictures of everything, especially when we're on vacation. No, 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 stand there. No, we need a picture in front of this. Let's get a picture in front of that. Me and the boys, we roll our eyes. Oh, gosh, a picture this, a picture that. I would love to have those kind of pictures on my phone of my father. I wished I had them. But he grew up. He came up in a different era. I came up in a different era where pictures aren't digital. They're not on your phone like our pictures now. They were all hard copies, Polaroids and things. Home videos, they're VHS. It's camcorders type stuff. So how do we digitize that now? Before they're gone, how do we do that? Legacy Box is who does that for us. Legacy Box, they will send you a box. You put your camcorder tapes, your pictures, your VHS tapes, you put those things in, send it into Legacy Box. Their team, they've helped over a million families. Their team will digitize that stuff for you. Do it now. Trust me. After they're gone, it hurts worse. Do it now. They are wonderful, and they will take care of you in 50%. Save 50%. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. Don't wait on that. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that no matter what you want to do in your life, you can accomplish it because Mazie Hirono is a United States Senator. And if she can do that, you can do anything.
As part of my responsibility to ensure the fitness of all nominees, I ask the following two initial questions. First, since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
She's a United States Senator. You can do anything. The Danish PM, the prime minister, told Trump that Greenland's independence is up to them. You know, everyone's making fun of Trump for this Greenland thing. You watch. He's going to do it. I'm telling you right now, Greenland's going to become part of America. Now, I would lower your expectations on visiting Greenland. Greenland doesn't look very nice. It looks freezing and completely miserable. Unless there's some good fishing of some kind up there, I can't imagine the food would be very good. I mean, the fishing is probably good, but the food has to be awful, right, Chris? I mean, there's no way those people, there's nobody they have any spice or anything like that. There can't be any Mexicans in Greenland. It's just, yeah, no. No. Anyway, in preparation for RFK Jr. coming in, the FDA went ahead and banned red dye number 3. Apparently, it's artificial coloring. It's in all basically everything you eat, candies and sodas and things. It's been linked to cancer. Now, let me pause for a moment. It's a synthetic dye. It's a man-made dye. It's a chemical. In general, my philosophy on these things, even though I know I'm a human garbage disposal, my philosophy on these things in general is if it's natural, within moderation, within reason, it's probably good for you. You know, fat, animal fat, like the fat on a steak, you know, that's good for you, right? It's from nature. It's good for you. And my belief is also that if it's man-made, if it's synthetic, if it's something they came up with in a lab, it's probably bad for you. I have no doubt that all the crap in our food is linked to all the cancer in the country, and maybe red dye number 3 is part of that, but I never know what to believe anymore. I never know who to believe anymore because I don't trust the FDA. I don't trust science. I don't trust the medical institutions of this country. This is all a consequence of what you evil pieces of trash did over the past few years. I don't trust any of you. So I don't know what to think about red dye number 3. I'm assuming it's awful for you. But what is very obvious is how much the rats are scrambling from the ship now that there's a brand new regime coming in. RFK Jr. hasn't even had his confirmation hearing yet. And red dye number 3 is already getting banned from the FDA. Granted, it doesn't go into effect until the year 2027, so I guess we can just continue to ingest cancer for another 2 years. Little things like that, but I guess something's better than nothing. Dear Jesse, I have also seen a ghost. Oh, here we go. I was working in a nursing home, and one of the residents was taking her last few breaths. Gosh, that's dark. A few of us were in the room at the time. I was standing just inside the door with another nurse. All of a sudden, in a movement or a movement caught our a movement in the hall caught our attention. We ran out in the hall to see no one. It was the middle of the night and we were on a locked unit, so we knew it could not have been someone visiting. Whoever it could have been could not have left the unit without us letting them out. I knew all the residents in the building and did not recognize this person. When the other nurse and I stopped looking around, we started describing to each other what we saw at the same time, and we saw the exact same thing. An elderly, bald, white beard and a mustache, wearing all white except for a thin black tie. He even stared right at us as he walked by, sent chills up my spine. Yeah, they found the Monopoly guy. What, Chris? That sounds like the Monopoly guy. I'd be creeped out too. What if it was him? Because you know that was probably based off of a real life guy. And what if he was a real jokester? And every time he passes you by, go, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And did something really annoying like that. Hey, Jesse. Have Elon's Doge sell taxpayers on the opportunity to personally fire a federal employee. I actually love that idea, but remember, Doge, I want waste cut out of the government. You want waste cut out of the government. Elon Musk wants to go in there and trim the fat, just like he did when he bought Twitter and things like that. Vivek's talking about how we don't need this agency and we don't need that agency. It all sounds good. I am on board. I am cheering for them. I hope they get in there and slash and burn. But Doge, Department of Government Efficiency, doesn't have any official power. That remains in the hands of Congress. And you saw how these embarrassing people conducted themselves today. So do with that what you will. Anyway, Let's talk about ethics. Why are people turning off the TV? Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you to email the show love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, I'll come back to what I was saying at the very beginning of the show just to cover this again. Pam Bondi wants to be AG, going to be AG. Attorney General, the most important position for the future of this country, because they're the ones who decide what to do with all the criminal referrals for all these government criminals we have. So with an opportunity like that, John Cornyn of Texas was most interested in praising FISA?
I think there's a lot of misinformation with regard to how Section 702 works. I'm happen to be one of the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. We read that product on a regular basis, and it is not used to spy on American people. I think what's fundamentally missing is a lack of trust in the intelligence community, including the FBI, which I'm hoping you and Mr. Patel can restore.
Interesting that he would bring that up. And Lindsey Graham did the exact same thing. Pam Bondi's there in front of you. Could be asking about the FBI infiltrating the Catholic Church. You could be asking about the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago, the FBI hunting down and murdering some fat old man in Utah and then not releasing the body cam footage. You could ask about many, many things. What about the kidnapping slash assassination plot of Gretchen Whitmer, which we now know the FBI planned, funded, and coordinated themselves? You could be asking about all those things, but Lindsey Graham is worried about FISA?
Senator, I believe 702 is up in 2026.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe 26. It's 2026, and we will closely be looking at that. FISA is a very important tool.
Do you agree
tool.
That the 702 provides important intel gathering capability to protect our nation?
Extremely important.
Okay.
Okay. Not the thing we all wanted to hear. Neither is this from CNN.
Sort of the bad news, 2.9%. That's the annual inflation rate. This was hotter than expected. It's the third straight month where this number has gone up. further away from that 2% goal. And this is the highest since July. Also, the monthly number was a little bit hotter than expected. When we look at the trend, you can see that, yes, there's been a lot of progress from the nightmare of 2.5 years ago. And yet, some of that progress has started to unwind and stall out in the last few months.
Unwind and stall out? We've never had any inflation relief. We've never come close to getting back to what the prices were a few years ago. And the federal government, Democrats and Republicans, are spending and printing as much money as humanly possible. And that brings me to this conversation I had with Chip Roy. Are you ready for this? Here it is. Chip Roy informed me that there's currently a GOP/Democrat bipartisan effort that is ramping up, not down, to pass a massive appropriations bill with mass spending increases. We're talking billions and trillions of dollars out the door. They're all planning on coming together with your checkbook and once again funding every little government pet project they can get their hands on. And that is the reason you have inflation. That's why eggs now cost $5 for a freaking dozen of them. That's why burger costs what it does. That's why you can't do any home improvements for less than $5,000. And the federal government is about to make it even worse. The House Freedom Caucus is trying to stop it, or in the very least slow it down, but it is coming. We'll see how that goes. Dear Oracle, I'm sure I'll be the first to tell you that I love the show. I ditched a few others in favor of yours. I do wood turning in my spare time and would love to send you a handmade pen, as you mentioned you lost your favorite. I can make it as small as you want to fit your lady hands. That's not very nice. You know, that's not right. I thought this person was being nice, Chris, and instead he's being mean. I can't imagine what everybody's going to do with their freaking nose whistle stuff. Anyway, Jesse, you are absolutely correct about the jalapeno being the best all-around pepper. I'd expect nothing less than the Menu Whisperer. What do you think about jalapeno cornbread? Famous Dave's has a box mix that's pretty good. I recommend it. His name is Darren. Jalapeno, anything is good. Anything is good. We got some popcorn. We like to try to do family movie nights, although we do it less and less anymore because of the kids. But we got some bags of popcorn, and we went looking for ways to spruce up popcorn because, let's be frank, popcorn's pretty lame unless you get good stuff on it. Now, you pour butter on it, it's good, right? You put Parmesan on it, it's good. Yeah, popcorn needs something. What did you do? What, Chris? What? Parmesan on popcorn? Oh, Chris, you haven't lived. Let me explain something. You pop some popcorn. It's cheap, Chris. You should like it. Popcorn's cheap. You pop some popcorn. You take a bowl. Cut maybe half a stick of butter up. Melt the butter down, right? Dump the butter, the melted butter, into the popcorn. Obviously, even you can do this. Then you want to make sure you have the good Parmesan, the stuff that comes in the green can. I think it's Kraft. Everyone knows that's the best. You take some of that and you douse it. Don't be shy about it. Just dump huge amounts of it inside the popcorn bag. Seal it up. Give it a real good shake. You are going to need some napkins for this buttery, cheesy mess. Serve. Delicious. Now, maybe you're saying, maybe it's missing something. Okay. Some hot sauce. You could even use Chipotle Tabasco. Stay with me, Chris. You can use Chipotle Tabasco. You can use just Cholula. I've been real hot on green pepper Cholula. Have you ever had green pepper Cholula? It is fantastic. It's just for breakfast. Today I had these breakfast potatoes, and I had a couple over-easy eggs, and there was some sausage and bacon, and there was some onions. Took some of that green pepper Cholula. Fantastic. Anyway, hot sauce on it. I don't know why you're thumbing your nose at all this stuff. There's this store. What the heck is it called? Paparazzi. Paparazzi. P-O-P. Paparazzi. I'm about to give them a plug here. I hope they're not a bunch of dirty commies. There's a store in the Houston area, and I know there's more than one, so I'm assuming it's a national chain. Paparazzi. They have more flavors of popcorn than you can imagine. But their number one, like their best seller is hot wings. Now, they take half the popcorn is flavored just like hot wings with buffalo hot sauce. The other half is flavored like, I believe it's ranch dressing. So you have ranch dressing popcorn. You have buffalo wing popcorn. They mix it all up so it's all mixed in a big bag. You can turn your nose up all you want, Chris. You hand these things out at, Ob's done it at Christmas time. You can hand out little mini bags of it or stuff like that. People will call you begging for more. They'll be begging, asking where they can get more of this stuff. I'm not even a big popcorn guy. I have no idea why I went off on a popcorn tangent there. I don't know. It's probably better than listening to Lindsey Graham.
Senator, I believe 702 is up in 2026.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe 26. It's 2026, and we will closely be looking at that. FISA is a very important tool.
Do you agree
tool.
That the 702 provides important intel gathering capability to protect our nation?
Extremely important.
Okay.
Gosh, I can't stand Lindsey Graham. I bet, you know what? If he has a dog, he probably doesn't, probably more of a cat guy, but if he has a dog, I guarantee his dog never gets nutrition. Maybe some peanut butter, but I guarantee his dog never gets nutrition. I guarantee he doesn't sprinkle Ruff Greens on his dog's food. Ruff Greens is the nutritional supplement for your puppy. Yes, they have Meow Greens now for cats. For you cat lovers, Dr. Dennis Black is a kinder man than I, and he agreed to make a Ruff Greens blend for cats. But that food, it's brown because it's dead. There's no nutrition in it, and we wonder why our pets are always at the vet, always have these health problems. Why does my dog have digestive problems? Why does his breast smell so bad? Why is his coat getting so dull? They don't get nutrition. Same thing happens to you when you don't get nutrition. So sprinkle Ruff Greens on your dog's food. They will live longer. Veterinarians are always emailing me, oh my gosh, I give this to my dogs. The stuff is amazing. Vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, everything your dog needs to live happy and healthy. And you don't have to change their food. Just sprinkle it on the food. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, and we'll be back tomorrow. So you should send us an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. While we're telling embarrassing stories about me, I forgot I have one I have to get off my chest. So, you know that I do TV as well as radio. When I stopped selling RVs about 6 years ago, decided to do something really stupid and try to get a media career, I ended up falling into a little bit of a TV gig and a little bit of a radio gig and ended up paying the bills. And I thought to myself, I just assumed one was going to fail at some point. So I'll just keep doing TV and I'll keep doing radio. And whichever one flames out, then I'll just focus on the other one. Well, they both kept rising and they kept going. So I still have a TV show. It's on the first TV. It's right after this show, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You go watch it on the first TV. When you do TV, I need to stress this point because I know people will be mean. When you do TV, you have to shut up, Chris. You have to wear makeup, all right? It's not gay, Chris. You have to wear makeup. You have to wear makeup when you do TV. Let me explain why. Your face gets shiny. When your face gets oily or sweaty, your face shines. There's a reason why all the people you watch on TV, their faces aren't shiny. They have to have this powder stuff on there. So you have to do that. And you have to, because of the lighting, the way it works, they make you put like some kind of thing. I forget what they call it. Some kind of thing under your eyes. Now, do other people do other things? I'm sure. I told them I'm only doing the bare minimum. I don't want to get makeup. I've had to buy makeup twice. For some reason, the stuff lasts forever. You can't imagine what the cost is. I should tell you. But I walk into JCPenney and I walk up to the makeup counter and I tell the girl, hey, I need some makeup. And she's always thinks it's ha ha ha, it's so funny. But I get some makeup. So I have makeup on. Oh gosh, it's so embarrassing. Every day at some point I have makeup on. Okay. So I like to get it off my face as fast as possible. I don't use lotions and creams and things. I don't like putting things on myself. And when I get things like makeup on my skin, I want it off. So Ob says, we'll get some makeup remover wipes. They're just these, it's just a bag of wipes. They say makeup remover wipes. That's going to be important for the purpose of our story here. And as soon as I'm done with TV, the first thing I do is I run and I grab one and I wipe all that crap off my face. It's not a lot, but it's enough that it bothers me. Now, pause on that for a moment. We are getting some shelving done in our garage. I'm not talking about basic shelving that you or I could build, you know, just wood shelving with whatnot. A few years ago, we discovered this company. There's a bunch of them, so I'm sure you have one in your area. They'll put one big shelf, or they'll split it up into two, above your garage door, meaning when the garage door is open, that open space, they put a big rack up there. And you can put tubs and tubs of stuff there. You can't imagine how much extra storage space it gives you. And no one ever has enough storage space. We're getting that done in our garage right now. That's not something I'm even capable of doing. So don't email me. I would just end up collapsing something. The wood stuff I could handle. This is way beyond my level of expertise. So we're getting this stuff done in the garage. And for a couple of days, we've had these dudes in the garage. And they're drilling stuff and hammering stuff and getting stuff done. On the way to work today, decide I want to give a little inspection. I want to make sure they see that I'm looking. So I go out there to check it out. And there's three dudes in the garage. And they're construction dudes. That's how I grew up. Rough, tough construction dudes. One dude's got a big dip in. The other one had a beer that he had just had at lunch. Look, that's kind of how it's on. Anyway, these are rough, tough construction dudes. And I'm looking around. And I'm talking to these guys, but I didn't realize that I had bought a new pack of makeup remover wipes. And I didn't have the wipes in my pocket. I had them sitting in my hand the whole time. So as I'm out there inspecting the construction work these guys are doing, I'm standing there with makeup remover wipes in my hand.
Why are you gay?
It was not a high moment for me, I'll tell you that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Majority of Americans do not trust TV reporters' honesty and ethics. Just 13% do. Obviously, that's bad for a country. At the same time, it's good for a country, meaning you want a media that you trust, that you can believe in at least a little bit. But since we don't have that, the next best thing is the majority of people realizing we can't trust the media. And since that's the system we clearly have in the country, we will take it. Representative Roy reintroduces a bill to prevent members of Congress from trading stocks. It is wild to me that these bills continue to fail and the American people continue to not care. There's a list of them, Democrats and Republicans, who insider trade stocks. They very clearly are insider trading stocks. It's not like they're beating the market by just a percentage point or two. There are congressmen who are crushing the most elite brokers on the planet. They're cheating. They're cheating with their inside knowledge. You don't get to, and they do. How is this not a number one issue for everybody? Anna Paulina Luna unveils a bill to take pedophiles off the streets permanently with the death penalty. Oh, man, hasn't Hollywood been through enough? Trans ghosts and non-binary magical realism feature in the University of Louisville lecture. I got to be honest. College sounds way more fun today than it did when I flunked out. It was all like math and other things like that you're never going to use. Rubio says China cheated its way to power and rejects the liberal world order. Of course, China did cheat its way to power. The question is now, what are we going to do about it? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going home. But then we'll do it again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.